Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. This is episode number 48, and this is the beginning of week eight, our final week eight, final week of week eight of our 8-week weight loss. And I got my two girlfriends with me. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How y'all been doing? Working hard.
Always. Another week.
Yes, yes, yes. We had a busy day, but we made it. So we're actually at work together and just ending Monday. And we just want to tell you about our progress. Okay, so week seven was a good week for me. Been exercising, you know, just really just on the weekends. Not during the week, I just been stressed with work and just not really feeling organized and motivated to either wake up in the morning or exercise when I do get home. And I still haven't gotten back to the start, like how I was in the beginning with drinking water. But with that said, I'm still, well, I shouldn't say still, I know that I've totally lost, and I'm ashamed to say this, about 3 to 4 pounds. I'm hoping I can just drop a pound or two off this week, this last week, and see what we're doing. So, Ashley, what's new with you? What's going on?
Oh, we kind of have, we're mirroring each other in life at this point. This past week was okay. Like I said, I've done great with my diet, but we've been working some long hours and had some busy weeks. So, my exercise activity is just limited. I've been slacking. I wish I could do more in that area because when I was doing a lot of walking, I saw more weight loss, even though it never went more than 2 pounds, you know. So this week, you know, just was a stressful week at work. So my activity level was not where I needed it to be, but diet as well. So hopefully I can lose 2 pounds this upcoming week. And that's about it. Just working and trying to at least eat healthy since I'm not doing the activity like I want to.
All right. Hey, Chandra, join us.
Yes.
Tell us about your success.
So yeah, I've been doing really good in the exercise department, which is really surprising to me, but I do get up early and you know, just make it happen. I must say that my son is my biggest motivation because at 5:30 he wakes me up and, you know, I get up and work out. The diet part is kind of like settling in when you go to lifestyle. Like, in first you're all excited and everything, and now, but I still notice I haven't picked up any of my bad habits. I did drop 2 pounds, but I'm gonna have the calculations next week because I've been up and down these last few things in a few weeks. And so in the beginning, I really was coming down steadily, and now it's like up 2, down 2, up 3, down 4. So I'm going to have the calculations. But everything's been good. I need to work on my water. That's probably been my biggest thing, and I can tell. The energy level's great. I feel like I'm walking better. Like, you know, my mobility is increased, and yeah, I'm feeling good.
Awesome.
You're looking good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You ladies are too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to win.
That's great.
You are.
All right. So, you know, I was just thinking about what Ashley said about stress and weight gain. And there's a relationship to that, of course, because chronic stress can lead to elevated cortisol levels. And that stimulates our appetite and that's how we end up with weight gain, or just difficult to lose unwanted weight is the highest stress level. And it's been really the times that we are stressed at work, you know, we're dealing with COVID, just higher volume, you know, just the stress of work. I have to say we for the most part managed the stress well with not eating badly, making poor choices. But there are times that because of the stress, that's what we're doing. Also, just here's some strategies that can help us break the cycle of stress and weight gain. One will be to make exercise a priority. We know that. Eat healthier comfort foods. Practice mindful eating. Keep a food journal. Drink more water. All the things we've been trying to incorporate. And incorporate stress relief strategies, which for me, one of those things was actually getting a massage. But now that we're in COVID, a lot of that is limited. You're going home more often, just, you know, going to work, from work to home, and not really indulging in things that would be, you know, stress relievers. So not blaming anything, but just putting it out there that, you know, the chronic stressful work life can lead and affect our weight gain. So I think that's something for us to also focus on, because even though in these 8 weeks, it was just really to jumpstart, but we're gonna continue on with the weight loss and the exercise, living healthier, eating right. And, you know, we're blessed that we work together so we can continue to motivate each other. Ladies, have anything to add to that?
No, we're down to this last week, so we shall see what happens.
Yeah.
Yes, I am going to recommit to my tracking my calories so I can try to see what happens this week. So excited.
Yeah, that's one that also fell off for me too. I stopped tracking my calories, but I know it's when you start practicing. Or just even the fact that we did it for like 4 weeks straight. I know I did it 4 or 5 weeks straight. I was like mindful, but it's nothing like seeing it. I think that's very helpful to know that you stayed within the 12 to 1500 calories. So that's something I would like moving forward. I will commit to that, because I don't want to keep these last 10, 15 stressful pounds that I'm trying to get rid of. All right. But other than that, I feel great. I feel like I look good, better than, you know, I just feel healthy.
Yeah, I see the goal.
Mm-hmm. That's because I'm making better choices with food. Yep. So we want to motivate you guys. Get out there, get moving, do your 10,000 steps, eat 12 to 1500 calories, balanced diet. You know, it's a lifestyle change. Try not to do any bad things. You need to be doing things that you're going to incorporate in your lifestyle. Make it an effort to move. All right?
All righty.
Thank you. And we'll see you all next week with our final weight loss number and our predicted winner, since we already know she's ahead, so good for her.
We know who's gonna win, but it's all love.
It's all love.
You never know. You might not have
that swoosh. No, not 10, 15 pounds of it. No, that would be unhealthy. So thank you for joining the Healthful Podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @thehealthflow, also on Facebook @thehealthflow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.